Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 24th of January, recording at 9:34 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Actually, it's a very quiet day. Now, the Asian stock markets are mostly closed due to the Chinese New Year. Some of them start opening again tomorrow, although not the mainland China indices, which will remain closed for the rest of the week. In Europe, of the ones that were open, let's see, we had, barely change. We had Japan up less than a quarter of a percent. Now, in Europe, we had mostly small losses, and we're talking about under half a percent. Two exceptions, the MIB was up a fraction, the Swiss market index was up a tiny fraction. I think the best news out of Europe is that the European TED spread, that shows the rate at which banks are willing to trade with each other, has continued to decline, indicating that some confidence has continued to return to Europe following the ECB's own version of quantitative easing, as it behaves or serves in the role of lender of last resort. Now, in the Americas, we had Brazil up a tiny bit, the NASDAQ composite up a tiny bit. We had a new high for the NASDAQ 100 index before it eased back slightly. The S&P was down a tenth of 1%. The government bond market, so the bond futures, that is, slightly fraction steadier in the U.S. near the lower side of the trading range. And the dollar firmed a wee bit here today, but I see it's down slightly against the euro, which is at 130.29, and sterling is also a little firmer, up at 156.19. Precious metals eased a little bit here today. Gold is currently $1,665. That's down nearly $12. And the other precious metals eased in a similar fashion. The industrial metals were all a bit firmer. Copper up to 381.5. Crude oil a little bit easier in here today. 99.05 for the WTI. 110 and a few pennies for Brent. Natural gas, following yesterday's big upside key day reversal, has steadied a little bit further here today. And I think we're about to have we're going to get a contract rollover later this week, I believe. But up to 255 and change. The grain and bean complex was a little bit firmer here today as well, except for rough rice, but corn, soybeans, and wheat were all a little bit firmer. Sugar, a little bit firmer. I think cocoa was as well. That's pretty much the main news on what I say is a quiet day. Well, so what's going on here overall, and where are we likely heading? On a very short-term basis, stock markets are a little bit overbought. They've had a great run, which actually started in the third week in December and has carried right up to the present. So, and the gains have been solid, as you know. So it would not be in the least bit surprising if we saw a pause and somewhat of a reaction. Now, after all of last year's volatility, a number of people are obviously a little bit gun-shy and wondering if we might see a sharp downward move. Well, I don't see a catalyst that's likely to cause that. Mind you, we haven't always needed a catalyst for that to happen. But I don't think it is likely. The steadier action in Europe, I think, is very encouraging, although people are still mightily worried about the whole European situation. I prefer to take my cue from the charts and that European TED spread that I mentioned. That is very encouraging. Says that a crisis mood is no longer prevailing among the banks, and why should it when they can borrow unlimited funds at 1% interest rate from the ECB and then can plow that money back into government bonds should they wish to, and a number of them are doing that. And the ECB also hopes that they will be lending some of that money to creditworthy borrowers, and that is beginning to happen as well. Now, I have described what the ECB is doing as a bit of a Ponzi scheme, in the sense that banks can borrow from the ECB, pump it into longer-dated government bond prices, in the certain knowledge that the ECB will also be supporting those markets, and then they can take those government bonds and use them as collateral for additional loans from the ECB and so on. But as I've said before, the main difference between that and a Madoff type of Ponzi scheme is that those pack up or exposed when the supply of new money dries up relative to the redemptions. And that's not really a risk while all the money is coming from the ECB. At some future date, the ECB will want to extricate itself from that, but it'll probably be waiting until there's a considerably stronger economy. And we're not going to get that overnight, quite obviously. But weigh it all up, and you will have noticed that while there are ongoing talks about the additional haircut that's going to be required for Greek debt, that things have quieted down in Europe. And if we change continents, the United States, the economic data has been a little bit more favorable. In Asia and South America, we have seen the beginnings of more accommodative monetary policies. Today in India, which had a good day, particularly the Indian bank sector, the Reserve Bank of India lowered its reserve requirements on the banks. So we can see the trend, and it's a trend that is favorable for stock markets around the world, but as I have mentioned, we have a short-term overbought condition, and that is likely to be followed by some consolidation. And that's a healthy process. An increasing number of indices are above their 200-day moving averages, and many of those moving averages have turned back upwards overall, and that is consistent with the cyclical bull market environment that for money has been saying we were likely to see following that climactic sell-off in August and the subsequent support building that took place through into the October rally when markets started to strengthen once again. So overall, I think that we will see, following this consolidation, I think we'll see further gains. If that's too optimistic, if something changes and sentiment deteriorates significantly, the key level would be the December reaction lows, as I've mentioned before. But those are some way away, so there's breathing space for all these stock markets in terms of a moderate reaction and consolidation, which I suspect will mostly be of a ranging nature overall. Gold would probably, as it's been performing like a risk asset here recently, gold would probably ease in line with any pullback and consolidation by stock markets, but The technical evidence suggests that the lows were reached last month and that they will hold. And therefore, we are still in a support building phase. Now, to confirm that hypothesis, what we want to see is a bit of a pullback, which ideally, in terms of bullish indications, would hold at least half the gains that we've seen between the lows of last month and today's levels, followed by an additional recovery, which would confirm a higher reaction low and make further inroads into overhead supply. I don't expect fireworks from gold, but as I said, it does look as if the lows for this medium-term correction are in, and that applies to the other precious metals as well. The industrial metals show evidence of support building, and the mining shares, industrial metal mining shares, have been leading those metal prices higher since mid-December. And in currency terms, again, we have seen the Asian currencies strengthen this month, and the dollar has given up some of the ground that it saw while it was widely regarded as a necessary safe haven, bolt hole. So some of that money's been coming out of the greenback this month, and that's likely to continue. I certainly don't look for any major weakness by the US dollar, but the best way to express it is that I think that the European currencies will be leading the way back up as confidence in their growth projections picks up as the year progresses. Not a bad outlook overall. I know I had said in last night's, or one of my recent audios, might have been Friday's, what's not to like in this environment? The big debt issues that continue will remain with us for really quite some time, but it's a problem that's understood, discounted, and is contained in the sense that the worst fears of some sort of massive implosion seems far less likely today. Someone also mentioned what was it called? The shipping rates, yeah. Baltic Dry Index, which has been quite weak recently. Owen and I think that really reflects the surplus of ships that are actually available. We don't think that's a great monetary or great economic indicator. I would say copper is a better indicator, and that's pretty steady. And for stock markets, the best indicator overall is monetary policy. And that, as I mentioned, is accommodative in the older developed economies and becoming less restrictive to more accommodative in the growth economies. And on that note, all the best.